Sefer Shemaya, Kavod Shemes Kodesh, Kavod Parsha Shmos. So, Mirtz Hashem, try to give over a nice idea, a nice chizuk for the Parsha. So, it's a piece from the Sefer Tzvi Tzadik, first Blush of a Rebbe, Schusik Elim, Tzvi Tzadik, where he speaks about the inyan of that the first pasuk, it says, Vele Shmos Bnei Yisrael by Mitzrayma, right? So, Eis Yaakov Ishu Beis Abel. So first it says, Elishmas B'nai Yisrael. First it calls us Yisrael, and then it calls us Yaakov. So he asks a question, and he delves into it as to what the difference is. So here we go. It's Chusat Tzvi Tzadik. V'choz Nir L'Taretz of Pashtus, Api Yadua. He says, Asher. Bizman HaGalus, V'shar Dochakim, Nikram B'nai Yisrael B'shem Yaakov, Shu Lashon Ekev Namuch. During the time of Galus, and during hard times for Klal Yisrael, we're called the name of Yaakov, which is the lashon of ekev v'namuch, like, you know, the ekev and the bottom part of the body, the heel, v'namuch and small. But there chasav ki katan Yaakov v'dal, like it says in Slichos, when a person sometimes does bahab, it says ki katan Yaakov. Yaakov is known as a katan. Ubizman harvacha u'geula, but at the time of geula, nekram b'shem Yisrael shu lashon shrara, which is lashon of like a rulership. But there chasav, like it says in Bereishis Lamed Beis Chavtes, Ki sarisa im alakim v'manashim v'atucha. Hanod alakol. Right? It's a lashon of shrara. V'zehu perish akasiv. V'elish mos b'nei Yisrael habay mitzrayma. So this is an explanation of the pasuk that it first says, V'elish mos b'nei Yisrael habay mitzrayma. Daika. Shu lashon hove. Habay mitzrayma is lashon of hove. Present tense. Hainu habay mitzrayma l'prakim. L'fisha. That we're coming to Mitzrayim For just a little bit, not for permanent, for temporarily. Umuchanim shiachzudim kamam, but we're always ready to go back. Azai heina heina madayim b'shem Yisrael. That's when we're called Yisrael, right? Because we're planning to come back, right? Vayvo b'nei Yisrael. B'soch habaim ukahena rabos. Hakol hu lefi shabia hayarak lefi shah. Lachen adayin shem Yisrael lehem. So when it says habaim mitzrayma, that's why we're called Yisrael, because we're just coming there just for temporarily, but not to be stuck there in Galus. So that's Yisrael. That's a high level. Aval Eis Yaakov Ishu Besu Bau Daika Hainu Im Kvar Bau. When it says Bau, it means that we already came. Im Kol B'nei Besam Lishtake Hashem, to dwell there and to be there. Azai Einam Nekram Oon B'Shem Yisrael Rak B'Shem Yaakov Yichuna. When that happens, when we come to Galus and we're already in Galus and we're settled into Galus, then we're no longer called Yisrael. Now we're called Yaakov. Varemez, Shekein Ubeso Bau, Gematria 433, is Gematria Galus. When it says Ubeso Bau, see it's how it says Ubeso Bau is Gematria Galus. Because this is Galus. Galus is being stuck in Mitzrayim. Is going into Galus and not saying, oh, I'm coming back any moment. No, saying, no, I'm going down there now. So that is the definition of Galus. V'aremesh, again, based on Gematria Galus. V'aratzon acher, shekvar ba'u in Besam, lispo ol Galus, azai nechlaf shimam, min Torah Yisrael, l'shem Yaakov. So now we went from being Yisrael into the lower state of being called Yaakov. Umeyata continues, zeu v'ele shmos daika, hanu train shman. Shmos is a plural word, that there were two names. V'far shakasav atzmo ezu shman, what's the names? V'far shahainu b'nei Yisrael. Zehu rak imadayin enam begolus. When we're called Bnei Yisrael is when we're not living in Golus. When we're not the mindset of Golus. Heim besug habay mitzrayma. We're considered like habay mitzrayma. Lizman ma, lefisha. Right? They were only there for a temporary time. Azai, shem Yisrael, dayin alayim. Then we're still called Yisrael. Afal pi shem makom ha-mitzar Golus. Even though we're in Golus. But because we have that mindset, that we're not here for long. That we're not here for permanency. We're leaving any moment. Therefore, we're called Yisrael. Aval, Eis Yaakov Daika. Hainu Hashem Hasheni Di Yaakov. The second name is Yaakov. Hu kishekvar ishu beso ba'u. Lishtakeh Hashem. To be there. Ulekam elav ol Galus. I'm saying, yeah, we're going into Galus. Kimo kan asher kvar ba'u im kol b'nei beso. Everyone came. Lisbol ol Galus. Ulekabaleim agzera deger yezarecha. And we were mekabal the gzera that we have to go to Galus. Azai bevadai pichsu madrigasam. It lowers our level. Limadrigas Yaakov. Bechinas Ekev is shiflas. To a low bechina of being lowered, of being an Ekev. So we went from Yisrael into Yaakov. When we have the mindset of Galus, we lose our greatness of being called Yisrael, and we go into being called Yaakov. So one of the most important things is not to have that outlook of Galus. Not to have that outlook to dwell in a place of Galus, in a way of Galus. So there's a Maisa in the Sefer called a Chassidus Shavuot, my friend Ari Mirzov showed me, that it says like this, on the first Pasuk, V'yedishmos b'nei Yisrael b'am Yitzrayim. It says, Maisa she'a be'echad mi chassidav shal tzadik Rabbi Yeshua mi Belza. So the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua mi Belz. Shenichnas al rabo v'kabel b'fanav al she'ina parnasa mutziu v'esa. He came in front of his Rebbe, the Belzer Rebbe, and he said that it's so hard for me, I don't have parnasa. He was crying to him, what can I do? Siyata Rebbe, the also chassid she'isal eretz rechoka. V'sham yasal parnasa. So he said, you should go to a faraway land, and there you'll make parnasa. Ulam, tonight. He made a stipulation with him. Harebi, Shamide Pam Yichtov Elov Michtav Ubo Yisaris Matsevo Baruchnis Gashmis. He says, from here and there, at random points, you have to send me a letter as to how you're doing in Ruchnis and Gashmis. So Asa Chasid Keitz Asarabo Vakar Dirasal Eretz Acheres. And he went to the other land, the faraway land. Kavur Zman Kasva Chasid Michtav Larabo. He wrote a letter to his Rebbe. He told him how great he was doing in Parnasa and b'mechtavo. Akach she'avira haruchnis rechokam lios misviya raton. V'chasono shal Rebbe v'shar b'nei chabura chasid murgesh shemod. But he said he's not going to lie that he really misses the ruchnis. He misses being around the Rebbe and the other chasidim. Akeh hu shol me Rebbe ma alav lasos. He said, what should I do? Ha'im li shar olashev. He said, it's very hard for me to be here. Even though b'gashmias, I'm making parnasa baruch Hashem, but it's very hard for me to, I miss being around all the ruchnis. So he asked the Rebbe, what should I do? So it didn't take a long time, and the Rebbe responded, no, you should stay in that place and continue doing your work. So after a little bit, the chassid wrote another letter to his rabbi. Uvohu misares oreach chayav ubein hashar kasav ki bechaste shemaim his aklam lechalutin bimkomo hachadash v'rachash lo yedidim kilvavo. He wrote to him. He's like, you know, I'm feeling more. I'm getting more acclimated. I'm becoming more accustomed to living here, and things are going well. So it says it didn't take a long time for the Rebbe to respond, and he said, And the Rebbe, the next letter the Rebbe wrote back was to get up right away, leave the place you are now, and come back. So the chassid did what the Rebbe said, and he came back. So it says, when the chassid came back, he said to his Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem. And then he said, Yomar Naldi HaRebbe. B'tchila, he said, Rebbe, I want you to explain to me. B'tchila, kasher hodati b'michtav ki neni merutza misvavisi horali HaRebbe lishar. He said, the first time I wrote to you, I told you that I wasn't so close with anyone here, and it was a little bit uncomfortable. You told me to stay. Now, ve'elu kasher his aklamti sof sof besiva chadash morli HaRebbe la korol shuv. But now when I finally became acclimated and became comfortable where I was, the Rebbe told me to come back. Why? He asked him, why now? Achen kein, heishiv HaRebbe. Koziman she'ar gashas zar umenukar loya kochasha she'aviras harikanis v'retifas gashmis ha'shares baratzos ha'nechar yashbi alecha. He says, listen, you lived in a very gashmiistic place, in a very far from ruchnius place I sent you. So as long as you felt uncomfortable there and felt foreign there, I knew you wouldn't be affected by there, and I trusted that you should be there now. But dafka kasher hisaklamta b'makom achadash Allah hachashash ki davar yashbi alech l'ra. But once you wrote to me that you're becoming acclimated with the place you were and accustomed to being where you are, I got very worried about you and I said I don't want this to have an effect on you. Kach gam anu motzim b'torah. He says so too we see in the Torah. See my Rebbe. Nera pasuk ve'elish mos b'nei Yisrael habayim mitzrayma. Madua nechtav habayim. Says why is it habayim? B'lashon hove ve'lo nechtav shebal mitzrayma. Like Tzvi Tzadik pointed out. Why does it say habayim mitzrayim? Lashon hove. Maybe it should say shebal mitzrayim. They came to mitzrayim. No. Ella heishiv Rebbe. The Rebbe answered. Kol hayam shayu b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim lo shinu hashemam. They didn't change their names. Vesavusham vesashonam. They kept their names, they kept their clothing, and they kept their language. V'lo hushpo ha'me'amitzrim, me'uma, Rather, what do? We stayed away from the Mitzrim. We kept the Kedusha in our bias, and we didn't get affected by them. That's why it says Habaim. Ki b'chol yom v'yom hirgishu ba'atzmam ki'ilu ba'u ach ze'ata v'zarm him b'makom ze'. It says because every single day they felt that we're coming new today. Ach ze'ata v'zarm him b'makom ze'. But we felt mamish that we're strangers here. We're leaving any moment. This isn't our home. And this isn't a comfortable place for us. Kach lo haya koch hashash yidbeku v'minhagim haram shel ma'archehem. And therefore, with that type of hashkafa, with that type of outlook of habayim, there's no reason to worry that you're going to get affected by the mitzrim. As long as you see that this isn't my place, that this isn't where I'm supposed to be, this isn't my permanent stay, you're not going to get affected by it. And you're going to be able to misgaber. No one's perfect, but it's the fact that you're going to be able to misgaber. Like the maisa here with the Belzer Rebbe. So we see now from the Tzvila Tzadik, and from the Belzer Rebbe, is that Habayim means that I always have to see myself when I'm in Galus as a state of that this isn't my permanent state. I'm a ger, I'm foreign. And when you have that type of outlook, then you're called Yisrael, and you're shaykh to being Yisrael. So, but what's the Eitzah though, now that we're in Galus, is how can we keep ourselves strong? How can we mechazik ourselves to continue not to fall into this type of outlook of Yaakov? Of being not Yaakov person, of the outlook of the what we said, what Yaakov represents, of the smallness. Rather to be misdabik to Yisrael. So there's a Torah here from the Rishner, the Rabbi Yisrael Mirujin. He says on the Pasuk, if he ni abni Yisrael Rav Atzmi Menu. He says, Ki Bishashib the Rishner, Schusaginim. Ki Bishashib bin Yisrael mu achtim him, when Klai Yisrael has achtus, ain binehem machlokes. When there's no machlokes and we mamish feel like we're one, miyad margishim agayim ki am zehu rav atzim. Then all the goyim around us feel that what? We're a nation of rav atzim. The ein kol uma yichol lahem. And no nation can touch us. When the goyim see that we have achdus, when we ourselves have strong achdus, the goyim are makir that and they can't touch us. So the Rishner gave a mashal. He says, mashal abba. Shebikish mikol yaladav sheivol lebeis lavkara. It's a mashal of a father who called to all his sons that he wanted his sons to come home to visit him. Ba'u kol yaladav merachok umikurav amdu sviva. And all the brothers came from wherever they came, from far and from close, to visit their father. So biyado hichzik av chavilas zradim. When they came, they saw their father was holding branches. So the father, he gave each son a different branch, and he said, I want you to break this branch. They were very weak and very small branches. He wanted them to break it. Shivru banav es anafim bekalas. So each son very easily broke the branch. So it wasn't hard at all. Achshav amarviyem, yinasa na kol echa mikem lishbor aguda shlema shal anafim. He says, fine. Now I want you to take a full branch, a full cluster of these branches, and I want you to break it. So nisu abanim v'lo alabiyadam. Now that they had the full thick branch, they tried to break it and they couldn't do it. So what's he telling us? What was the original telling them? Rom atem amar av. The father said to them, kol zman shetimu achdim beinechem ki chavila zu. As long as you guys have achdus, like this chavila, like this full branch, where all the branches are together, as long as you have achdus like this, ein ish yachol lachem. There's no person who can touch you. Just like these branches can't be broken when they're all together, so too, no nation can break you when you're all together. Ulam im tifradu, but if you guys separate, da'u lachem ki hayachid chalashu. You have to know that a yachid is weak, v'nishbar k'anav hadak. And he said, and you're going to break like this weak branch. So the Rishner was telling them what? As long as Klai Yisrael is Achdus, as long as we're Mizdabik to each other, then no nation can touch us. And we're not going to be affected by the Goyim. But once we start separating, and once we don't have an Achdus to each other, then what? Then we're fair game for the Goyim. And the Goyim can take control of us. And they know that we're not so strong. And they know that we're not Rav Atzim. It's all about that inyan of Achdus. All about having that Achdus with each other. So, there's an idea here. I think I get a lot of chizik from it. about this inyan of achdus is that it's in Chaim Oram, which is like a, kind of like a biography and a life of Rabbi Nachman Breslov. So it's in Chaim Oram Torah Mem Vav. It says V'chein Shemati Kvar that Rabbi Nachman said Shem Mikoravim Shelanu, anyone who's close and part of our chevra behechreach sheiru b'chavrehem v'tamideim. It's hechrech. It has to be that you have to light up your other friends and the other tamidim. V'chol echad muchrach sheyase eze p'ula v'yayir b'chavero v'chaver chavero. And it has to be, it must, if you're part of my chevra, if you're of my tamidim, then you have a chiyav to light up another Jew and to mechazik a chevra, to mechazik another person. So what Nachman's saying is that the Eitzah is that what? In this Golos, we have to mechazik each other. We have to mechazik each other with an achdus. Mechazik each other b'primis, b'avodas Hashem, b'torah, b'tfila. Why? Why is Nachman saying how important it is to have this achdus and to have this chizik from each other? Because he says like this. In the Kutei Maharan, Torah Reish Mem Dalet. In the Kutei Maharan, Chedek Aleph. Nachman says the following. Says Mishu Ma'orav Bina Akum, a person who finds himself dwelling amongst the goyim, Tainu Shish Lo Asakav Umasa Matanimam, and he says, or if you have business with them, or just if you're living around them, Tzarach Lishmor Atzmo Me'od Sheyulaziko. Again, Tzarach Lishmor Atzmo. You have to guard yourself Me'od very very much Shelo Yaziklo, that the goyim don't poison you, that they don't harm you. Ki bekal yuchali tapis birishtam, because it's very easy to fall into their traps. Chas v'shalom. Lachalok atzam madrigas yaduso, to fall from the madriga of yahaduso, the madriga of Yisrael sheyishlo. Ki lo dai la adam shu ba'olam hazeh shafal. Asher melachim ein lahem koach lamod b'zeh olam. Kimo shematzinu. Shepam achas ba'ol melachim b'zeh olam v'nilkadu ma'od. Because like the Zohar says, that what? It's not so easy to be in this world. Why? It says that one time that Malachim came, the Zohar in Bereishis, Daf Nimcha says, that one time that the Malachim came down to this world, Ba'al Malachim Baze Olam V'nilkedu Ma'od. And they mamish got very trapped. They were so mebulbul. They were so lost. It affected them so much. So we have to know, we're in this world that even Malachim have a hard time with. Aval, Rav Nachman gives us chizuk, Aval Be'emes, Yisrael, Yishlem Koach Yosem Malachim. But a Jew has to know that Yisrael, we have a koach even more than Malachim. V'heim yichom la'amod b'zeh olam u'lisgaber al'olam hazeh u'lidabik b'abor yisbarach shmo. That what? We have a koach to be above olam hazeh and to misgaber over it and to be misdabik ourselves to Hashem. Ava, li'os gamkin u'urav ma'akum, but to be dwelling and to be mixed amongst the goyim, zeh kashmod. It's very, very tough. Akein tzarech lishmor atzma me'od m'od li'os kiyaseh chazak. Therefore, a person has to be so strong in his avodas Hashem, has to be so strong to guard himself so carefully to not get trapped by these goyim, to not get trapped into their ways. Even a maisa, one of my friends told me a couple weeks ago. I saw him in shul. I haven't seen him in a little bit, so I knew what's going on as everything. He says, "Baruch Hashem, it's good. I'm so lucky." I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Because I work in a Jewish firm." I was like, "Wow, Baruch Hashem, it's amazing. You're so lucky." He's like, "Yeah, you don't understand." I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I just saw one of my friends this week who works among all goyim, and we were talking, and I said to him, "How are you doing?" And he was like, and he said, "Oh yeah, Baruch Hashem, I don't get it. Even though I work amongst these goyim, I don't get affected by them. I try, you know, I'm good." And he was talking to him, and within their conversation, this guy was saying really, really not appropriate words, like my friend was telling me, like words that a Ben Torah that a Jewish boy doesn't say, a Jewish person doesn't say. And he said to him, he's like, you know, where'd you pick up these words from? You weren't talking like that 2 months ago. He's like, oh, it's in the office all the time. I guess I just didn't realize it. So what he was saying just now is that he was saying to himself, no, I'm good, I'm so strong, I don't get affected by it. But what happened? He didn't realize that every other word that came out of his mouth was a disgusting word. Why? Because he's among the goyim. It's that what? He didn't realize it. Why? Because we don't realize how simple it is, that we're so used to being among them, that we don't realize how easy it is just to fall into their traps. But you have to guard yourself so much, and you have to realize how lucky you are if you're zocha just to be among Jews. And the schus that we have, just to be among Yidden. But realize that what? Like Rav Nachman says there, is that you have to realize Yisrael Yishlem Koch Yosem Malachim. Yisrael is a Koch even above Malachim. But that also means that what being among other Jews, it's mechazik each other. It gives us chizuk to be around another Jew, to mechazik another Yid, to get chizuk to speak to each other in Yir Shemayim, to speak to each other in Avodas Hashem, to have that achdus, like the Rishner said. That's what gives us that koch not to fall down to that way of Mitzrayim, of Galus. So another, just to finish up, another point in a different Torah of the Kedemaran, in Torah Kuf Pei Dalet. Rav Nachman says like this: when a person speaks to his friend in Yir Shemayim, this is more also about being mechazik ourselves, because a person is mechazik themselves also in this world. When you speak to your friend in Yir Shemayim, it creates an or yasher, a straight or, the or chozer, and a returning or. Ulufamim makdim or chozer kodem or yasher. And sometimes the Or Chozer comes before the Yasher. Meaning what? He says, when you speak to your friend who has a Moach Katan, and he really can't be Mekabel, what you're talking a little bit on of a higher level, and he doesn't have the full Moach to understand exactly what you're saying. So he says, Ki az kodem shemekabel chaveru mimenu, shezeu b'chinas or yasher, kodem azeh mekabel hu mechaveru. So before he's Mekabel what you said, you're Mekabel what you said. It's kind of like a wall. I remember the first time someone told me much like this, is that when you throw a ball to the wall, right? So you throw the ball and the ball comes back to you. So too, when you speak to another person in your Shemayim, that it bounces off their face and it also comes back to you. And it has an effect on you. Even if your friend isn't mekabel it, but you yourself get chizuk from it. Ki aide haka, from the banging, from it hitting onto your friend's face. So when you speak to your friend, that or comes back to you. So a person has to know what Rav Nachman is saying here also is that when you have a charusa, when you have a chaver you can speak to, is that you have to realize that A, when you speak to someone else in your Shemayim, it goes into them, it penetrates into them, it affects them, it's mechazik them, but also it's mechazik you. It's mechazik yourself. So that's one of the most important things, to always be speaking about your Shemayim. Always be speaking about Dvikas by Kadosh Baruch. Why? Because it's mechazik you. It's mechazik yourself. And it's so important to mechazik each other any way we can. And Dafka, you know, when the days of the week are very hard, sometimes we're so busy in work, so busy with different things, we don't have so much time to speak to other people. But one of the beautiful days for Klal Yisrael that we do have is called Shabbos Kodesh. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is a day where the Zohar calls it Tzioma D'Nishmasa, Tzioma D'Oraisa. It's the day of Torah. Where what? Where the whole Inyan is a day of Torah. It's where you can sit with Chevra, right? You can sit with each other. To even sit with, to finally be able to sit with your wife, to sit with friends, and what speak be your Shemayim. It says you're not supposed to speak the way you speak during the week, like you speak on Shabbos. During Shabbos, you're supposed to speak B'Kedusha. I know even one of my Rebbeim from Eretz Yisrael, he speaks in his bias. One of the things they do, they only speak in Lashon HaKodesh and Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, it should be a different way that you speak. So a nice avoda a person should have is that on Shabbos, I try to speak B'Kedusha. I try to speak B'Torah. I don't speak about work. I don't speak about school. I don't speak about college. I don't speak about sports. I just try to speak about Hashem, by Yir Shemayim. So it's an important thing that we have to realize that within Galus, we have to mechazik ourselves. So B'Schus learning the Torahs from the Tzvila Tzadik, from the Belzer Rebbe, from the Holy Rishner, from Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman, to mechazik ourselves, to believe in ourselves. And just to finish with the last remez, that if you look in the parsha this week, that on the first pasuk, if you look at the Baal Turin on the first pasuk, right, Shemos, this is what he says. He says, "Ve'ela Shemos b'nei Yisrael ba Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisa." So if you look that he says on Eis Yaakov Ish, he says a Safi Tevas, last letters of Eis is a Taf, Yaakov is a Beis, Ish is a Shin, Safi Tevas Shabbos. Lo malcha shebeshvil Shabbos sheshamru b'Mitzrayim negalu. He says Shabbos and Mila also, but he says shebeshvil Shabbos u'Mila sheshamru b'Mitzrayim negalu. That b'schus the Shabbos that we keep, b'schus having Shabbos, shmir Shabbos that we have, that's the best way. That's the ikker cause for galus. That the first thing we go into Mitzrayim with is what? Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim es Yaakov ish. We go into it with Shabbos. The Eitzah is to bring Shabbos with you. Shabbos, the day of Torah, the day of Achdus Yisrael. That's the Nekuda. So b'schus that, we should be Zocha to always be in the state of Yisrael. And the goal is to miyachid Yisrael and Yaakov. That if you look, that the goal is to have Yisrael and Yaakov together. So the difference between Yisrael, which is Gematria 541, minus Yaakov, which is 182, is Gematria 359, is Gematria Mashiach with the Kolel. Is that when we make that Yichud of Yaakov and Yisrael, the difference between them is in Mashiach. And Mashiach is Geula. So the goal is that we went into Mitzrayim Yisrael, and we ended up falling into Yaakov, but to mechazik ourselves to get back to being Yisrael, b'siyat l'shmaya l'kavod Shabbos kaidosh.